Okay. All right. In my copy, we're up to the fourth paragraph, V'ulam. So we've been talking about this idea in the Akhtama of the Ramchal and the Mesiras Sharim, how unfortunately that it seemed that those who study in Yonei Ava and Yira and Yonei Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu were only those who were, we'll say nicely, intellectually challenged. And unfortunately, those who had true chachma were not in any way indulging themselves into these chachmas and this study. And what happened because of that? And we left off with this. V'ulam toldos haminag hazeh ros ma'od l'chachamim ulevilti chachamim. It ended up the outcome of this minog was that this was bad both for the chachamim and those who were not chachamim. What does that mean? So let's explain. Ki goyreim shme'eila u'me'eila yechzer hachasidus hamiti. To be a truly a pious Jew was lacking from everybody. Via yekor mod, it would be precious, very precious, like a diamond in the rough. Limso osabolam. It would be a diamond in the rough to find somebody who's truly a pious Jew, a true Shleimus Dika Ever Hashem, complete Jew, is very, very difficult. Why? Ki yachzer min hachachamim. It's lacking from those who are wise, those have smart individuals. Lemiut iyunimbo. Because there's very little spending time analyzing it. They just don't study these topics. Vi yachzer min habilti hachachamim. And it's lacking from those who are not hachachamim. Lemiyad hasagasam also, because they really, even though they study and they spend time, they're not really fully understanding it. They're not really fully connecting to it. Ad shiyadamu rov b'nei adam. Let's just read a little bit more and we'll explain. Ad shiyadamu rov b'nei adam. Until it appears to most people, shachisidus, what does it mean to be a pious Jew? Which is a very, very high level, really, it should be. But people think it's taloi ba'amiris mizmorim harbe. You have to say, I'll just say a lot of tehillim, viduyim aruch amod, and a lot of vidoy, confessing all day to the Rabbeinu Shalom about what you do wrong, soim oish kashim, constantly fasting, utzfilos kerach v'shelag, constantly not just going to the mikvah, but putting yourself in the mikvah in very freezing cold water, in the snow, kulam dvarim asher ein aseichel nachbem, ein adas shoikta, all different things that we don't really understand why one would want to do that so much. And we're not, you don't want to accept, that's not what you want to do. So people think, they look at, oh, this is what it means to be close to Hashem, quote unquote, this is what it means, Zvekas, somebody who runs around saying tehillim all day, jumping in a mikvah, fasting, I don't want any part of that. V'chassidus hamiti, and what it means, true chassidus, hanirtza v'nechmad, which is desired, and is loved, and something very sweet and beautiful to the Ribbono Shel is rachok mitzir sichleinu. Is very distanced from the picture of our mind. It's very distanced to understand and to see. We don't see this. We pashut don't see it. Because again, the wiser individuals are not connecting to Hashem and spending time in Dveikus, in Ahava, in Yira. And those who are, take it into areas which are very extreme and not necessarily a Shleimus Dikavayitis Hashem. You know, it's very appropriate to read such a line the day after the Petira of Agoin HaChacham HaTzadik Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal, because there's no question, again, now's not necessarily the time to give a whole hesped in the explanation, and we all know, I mean, and we don't know, but we know on some level the godless that we lost and what Klal Yisrael lost yesterday, a Chacham She'en Kamohu, a Talmud Chacham Shein Kamohu, a Tzadik Shein Kamohu, a Manik Shein Kamohu. But also what he did, what was amazing, to Svardik Jewry. See, and again, I'm going to stereotype now, but in the Svardi world, there was definitely more, again, we just pointed out two sides which are negative. Those that are very smart, but not studying areas of Dveikus and Av and Yira, and therefore don't know what true connection to Hashem is, and those who are not so smart, and indulge only in these areas. And not to say, chas v'shalom, when I'm saying this, and I want this to be clear, that Sephardic Jewry is less have less chachamim, less smart individuals. But there's no question that there's a more of an emphasis, much more of an emphasis, and Rav Avad Yosef felt sometimes when he looked that there was an extremism and too much of an emphasis on merely that side of Avodas Hashem and not true Torah study and true proper devotion to a halacha and proper devotion to real Torah study. And one of the biggest changes he made in the whole Sephardic world was that balance, that proper balance of yes, Ava and Yira and Dveikus and emotional Judaism and connection to Hashem balanced with unbelievable Torah study, Torah knowledge, and halachic devotion. And that was so much of what Chacham Avadya brought to this world, which is so much what the Ramchal is saying we need. He wants that balance and that proper synthesis of becoming a Shleimus Dikei Yid. Moving on in the Ramchal, a big problem with having so few Jews, he felt, that were devoted to each of these sides of Avodat Hashem, ki zeh davar pashut, it's something, and he quotes a Gemara here, it's something very simple, milsa d'laramya alei d'inish lava daite, something that we don't see and something that we don't experience is not on our minds. Milsa d'laramya alei d'inish lava daite, something that we don't see and we don't experience is not on our minds. Meaning what? If I don't know from something, I can't aspire to be like it. Right? Meaning, what we know, what we see, as what's around us, is what we aspire to be like, what we will yearn for. So, if there are no individuals that are true chassidim, quote-unquote, are true oivdei Hashem, talmidei chachamim gedolim, what do we have to yearn for and to look for? If I've never experienced and come into contact with the true Shleimus Degiyah, so why would I be? I don't even know what to aspire to be like. So he's saying the problem is not just for the generation that doesn't have it, it's for the future. It's for those that, right? Who do we want to be like? Our role models, the people we look up to. And if there are no people to look up to in a full package way of a Jew, so who are we going to aspire to be like? How am I going to know how to devote my life and what should be meaningful if I don't have Jews that are living meaningful lives? That's why it's so important, by the way. That's why it's so important to develop relationships with people that are bigger than us, with Talmidei Chachamim, with Gedolim, with Rabbanim, with Rabbeim, to have those relationships, obviously on so many levels, to learn Torah from as Bala Eitza, but just on a very simple level, to have role models that we yearn to be like and that we look up to and that we want to be like. Because lo aleinu, if the people we spend time with are not role models in Avodas Hashem, that's who we're going to aspire to be like. That's what we're going to like to be like. And we see this all the time. Milsa dol ramya le dinish lava daite. Va'apopi, moving on. Va'apopi shikvar kfuim belev ko'odam ha'yosher haschalosa visodosav. Im lo yasik v'am yira prata v'lo yakirim. Even though it's clear, and everyone agrees, and everyone's heart says, yeah, we need these foundations. And yeah, I need to have Avas Hashem. And I need to have Yiras Hashem. But if we're not Oisik Pahem, if we don't really delve into them and spend time in developing in what it means to be a Baal Yerushalayim, what it means to be a Baal Avas Hashem, what it means to have Dveikus, what it means to have Zahirus and Zrizus. So I might see it, it might be in front of my face, and I'm not going to even recognize what it is. I could say it, but I don't even I don't fully appreciate or understand it, and definitely I'm not going to live it. But sometimes you see something and you don't even know it's there. I always think of this story with Reb Shlomo Karlbach. Maybe some of you have heard this before, but it's worth repeating. He was one time, he was giving a lecture in the Diamond District of 47th Street. He's teaching Torah. Teaching Torah, and there were many big diamond dealers. And he gave a whole entire Torah lecture, fine, for whatever length. Maybe he sang a little with them. I don't know, face this, you know, I can't imagine he didn't sing a little knowing Reb Shlomo. Then one of them raised their hand and asked, Reb Shlomo, you're a big Talmid Chacham, you're unbelievable in Kiruv, your songs are amazing. I don't understand. Why is it that you hang out with such low individuals all the time? You're always surrounded by homeless individuals. You're in jail cells and in the bars. I don't know, wherever. Why are you doing this? If you have such a big Talmid Chacham, you're such a big tzaddik, whatever it is, this individual, he didn't understand. Rish Lomo said to him, "You're a diamond dealer, right? You've had them. You're prominent in your field. If I ever showed you $1 million diamond, would you ever mistake it for a rock?" "Of course. What do you mean, please?" "And what about when it comes right out of the mine? And when it comes out of the mine and it's covered in schmutz and covered in dirt, and it needs to be cleaned first, and it needs to be carved out, it needs to be perfected till it looks as it looks on a woman's finger. But before all the process, before all the processing, before all the cleaning, before all the shining, would you, I know it right away. Rav Shlomo, that's my business. I know diamonds. I see through all that darkness and all that schmutz." Rav Shlomo says, "So too I am a diamond dealer. But I deal in the diamonds called the neshama. And there are diamonds everywhere. And some diamonds are already shining and are already cleaned and already it's clear from the chitonius, from the exterior. But some diamonds, some yidden, some Jews, some individuals have a lot of schmutz on the outside and exterior. But if we wipe that away, if we clean that away, there's a beautiful diamond within." It's a beautiful message in Avos Yisrael and our chizik and Minol Machavero. But as well, sometimes we see something and we only see the exterior. We don't see what's going on. We don't understand it fully. We don't appreciate what's going on. And that's what the Ramchal is saying here. That even though I could say intellectually and I could tell you over what's important, we don't truly connect to it. If I'm not studying, I'm not indulging, I'm not analyzing, I'm not spending time in developing myself and developing my relationship with Hashem. That's what we could see. Yira Pratav Loyakiram. Yavar Alem the Yargish Bum. And we might be involved with areas that I should be connecting to, and I don't feel it at all, and I don't connect to it anymore at all. And every single one of us, we daven every day. And I know when I daven, I'm supposed to have kavana. I know when I daven, I'm supposed to have kavana. Tzvila b'li kavana, kaguf b'li neshama. I know it all, and I'll tell it to you. But because I've never tried to work on my kavana, I've never worked in that area, I've never learned about what it means to have kavana in davening, so I don't even know what it is. I could see someone doing it. I don't even know what it is, right? Yavar alem v'layargish bum. Re'ei, ki ein divrei chasidus v'nyonei yir v'avav tarsalev dvar mutbom ba'adam. Atzol yistarcho amsam l'knosam. We can't think that these areas, being in awe of God, loving God, purifying our heart, being pure in our heart. What does it mean to purify our heart? That our heart and our emotions only thinking about kaddish, the holy things. This is not something that's mutbaim ba'adam, that's natural, that's part of who we are. It's part of our makeup, that we don't need any mechanism, any means to acquire it. Ela yimsu osam b'nei adam ba'atzmon, kamo shiyimsu kol tenu osam atviyas. It's not that we're just going to find in our own, like people have their natural states, such as what? Kashena v'akitza. To go to sleep, to be tired, and to wake up. Naturally, a person feels tired and knows it's time to go to sleep. Okay, sometimes we push ourselves, sometimes we're lazy, sometimes we go a little bit early, sometimes we go late. But naturally, a person gets tired. Rabbanu Shalom set us up that naturally we know when we're supposed to be going to sleep. You don't have to learn about when it's time to go to sleep. You don't have to learn about that. It's natural that your body starts to feel tired and sluggish and you know it's time to go to sleep. And naturally, you wake up in the morning. There's no study of how to wake up in the morning. Okay, maybe some of us, Taka need a little chizik in waking up in the morning and chizik getting out of bed. Harav. Someone who's hungry. It's natural to be hungry. I know, okay, I'm hungry, I need to eat. Vasoiva. Naturally, we're satiated. I've eaten enough, I'm not going to overindulge. V'chol shenar tnuas hachakukos b'tevenu. And all other states that are etched into our nature. They're natural things. But that's not the case when it comes to these areas of fear of God and awe of God, love of God, connecting to Hashem, feeling close to Hashem. Elevadesh tzrichim heim lamsayim. We need mediums. Ultachbulos. We need tactics. Liknososam to acquire them. I need to acquire awe of God, Yiras Hashem, even though it should be so simple. Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz miyir shemayim. Means I have to work hard at it. V'lo yibatru gam ke mafsidin lehem, she'achiku min ha'adam. And there's no less also, there's so many things that cause us to not have yir shemayim, to not have avas Hashem, to not feel connected to Hashem, that distance us. V'lo yechzru drachim laharchik mafsidim. V'lo yechzru drachim laharchik mafsidim. And they're also not lacking ways laharchik mafsidim, to be distanced away from the mafsideim. Meaning what? There are also ways to work on, and there are ways to get rid of that which pushes us away from feeling close to Hashem. Sometimes the person, Yetzer is just too strong. I can't battle it. I can't win. I can't feel close to Hashem. That's not true. Chas v'shalom. Have we tried? Have we put in the effort? Have we tried to study that which we should be studying? So, the Ramchal is teaching us this is something we need time and we need to study. We need amelus in learning the areas of avoda, of ava, of yira. They don't come naturally. And we don't necessarily recognize them because there are not that many people who are living such a life, he says. So we have to make sure that we're putting in the time and putting in the effort to work on a religion, Gadish Baruch, become a Shlemes de Gayid. Mishchem, that's what we're doing. And that's how we'll be Matzliach, Bez Hashem is Baruch. We'll be Zeicha to be true Avdei Hashem. Continue next week, Mishchem.